Should Facebook and Twitter do more to police their networks? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Stephen Cheskowitz, assistant professor of information technology at Mount St. Mary College, examines this question in light of recent terror attacks.
As the dust settles on recent terror attacks in Europe, most recently in Manchester and London, new scrutiny has been given to the effective use of social media by terrorists. There is now a great call for social media providers to do more in policing their networks and helping to protect the public. To see why these calls for scrutiny of users by social media companies may be a good or bad idea, we need to look to the recent past. The roots of this issue are in case law involving some of the earliest internet service providers like CompuServe and Prodigy. In Cubby versus CompuServe in 1991, what is called the Conduit Rule was created. Cubby sued CompuServe for defamatory content posted by a user. The court ruled that CompuServe and all internet service providers are distributors, not publishers, that they could never read all of their users' content, and they could not be held liable for content by their users. Just like your phone company would not be responsible for defamatory content transmitted to your voicemail. In a second landmark case, Oakmont Incorporated versus Prodigy, the result was quite different. Prodigy was found liable for defamatory content posted by a user because they had exercised the burden of editorial judgment. Those of us old enough to remember Prodigy can recall that their sales pitch was that they were a family-oriented internet and that they filtered distasteful content. With these cases in mind and the magnitude of user content on today's internet, is it easy to see why the issue is not simple? Current law gives Conduit Rule immunity to internet service providers and social media networks. However, it states that if they filter or edit user content and they are using that burden of editorial judgment, that they lose this immunity. To get around this, some social media companies, most notably Facebook, put user conduct restrictions in their terms of use policies. This is currently their only true weapon to police their users and hopefully protect the public.
That was Stephen Cheskowitz of Mount St. Mary College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.